Welcome back to Science TLDR. We give you a 10-minute deep dive into the latest scientific breakthroughs. Today we're tackling AlphaFold prediction of structural ensembles of disordered proteins. Research that's really turning heads in the protein world.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating stuff.
For those maybe not super familiar, disordered proteins lack that rigid 3D structure. You know, the one we see in most proteins.
Right. It's
flexible, dynamic, really difficult to study. And yet this paper is suggesting that AlphaFold, which was trained primarily on structured proteins, might be surprisingly good at predicting aspects of these unruly molecules.
Yeah, so the key here is they developed a new method. It's called AlphaFold metainference.
Okay, metainference.
Yes.
Sounds complicated.
It's it's essentially combining AlphaFold's predictions with computer simulations to generate these ensembles of possible structures for these proteins. You can imagine like having a rough outline of something and then using physics simulations to sort of explore all the ways a flexible object could actually move and fit within those outlines.
So AlphaFold provides the rough sketch.
Yeah.
And then metainference uses physics to fill in the dynamic details.
Exactly. It's guided by all the sort of known physical and chemical principles.
Right.
But crucially, it also incorporates AlphaFold's predictions of the distances between amino acids in the protein.
Interesting. What surprised the researchers the most about this approach?
I think the most surprising finding was the accuracy of AlphaFold in predicting these average distances between amino acids, even in these disordered proteins.
Wow.
They validated this against experimental data using a technique called SXS, small angle X-ray scattering, which gives us overall shape information for 11 different disordered proteins.
Okay, so 11 different proteins, and the predictions held up.
Yeah, they did. They even went a step further and compared their predictions to these really computationally intensive simulations of two specific disordered proteins.
Okay.
Akla and isinuclein.
And those are
both implicated in neurodegenerative diseases.
Right. And the match was still good.
Yeah, the match was remarkable.
Wow.
So it seems like AlphaFold is really picking up on something fundamental here about protein behavior, something that goes beyond just the structured proteins.
Transcend the neatness of structured proteins. What does that mean for our understanding of disordered proteins going forward?
Well, this is where things get really exciting. You know, if you think about traditional structural techniques for these flexible molecules, they really struggle.
Yeah.
This new approach could open up a whole new avenue for studying these disordered proteins, which are abundant in the human body and involved in various functions and diseases.
So we're talking about potentially revolutionizing our understanding of proteins like AFI in Alzheimer's or isonuclein in Parkinson's.
Exactly. Understanding their structure is really key to understanding their function and their role in disease.
Huge implication.
Yeah. This new tool could be a game changer in those fields.
This is groundbreaking stuff.
Yeah.
But every breakthrough comes with its caveats, right? What limitations did the researchers flag?
Yeah, so one key limitation is this distance prediction range of AlphaFold. So it's limited to about 22 angstroms. And this means that those longer range interactions, particularly relevant in disordered proteins, which can stretch out significantly, you know, might be missed.
So the generated ensembles, especially for those very extended disordered regions, might not be completely accurate.
Yeah, that's right.
But even with that limitation, it sounds like this research is a massive step forward. We've covered a lot of ground here. For those of you who want to dive deeper, be sure to check out the links to the full paper in our show notes.
Yeah, definitely worth a read. I think this is just the beginning.
I think you're right.
The implications are vast.
Okay, so we've unpacked the methodology, the surprising accuracy of AlphaFold, and the implications for studying these disordered proteins. But something you said earlier really struck me. You said that AlphaFold might be picking up on something fundamental, something that goes beyond structured proteins.
Right. It's remarkable.
Like almost like a hidden code underlying the protein universe. Like almost like a hidden code underlying the protein universe.
Yeah. It's a fascinating thought, isn't it? What we perceive as disorder might actually be a higher level of order that we just haven't fully understood yet.
So maybe these disordered proteins aren't so disordered after all.
Right.
Maybe our definition of order needs revisiting.
Yeah, it's a provocative idea.
Yeah.
It highlights how this research is pushing us to reevaluate our assumptions about protein structure and function.
This all feels very paradigm shifting.
Yeah.
For years, scientists have struggled to get a clear picture of these proteins because of their dynamic nature.
Yeah.
And now we're getting a glimpse. maybe even a high-definition view of their complexity,
yeah,
thanks to AlphaFold MetaInference.
And it's not just about the pictures, you know. It's about understanding the implications for health and disease.
Right.
We talked about AU in Alzheimer's and alpha-synuclein in Parkinson's,
mm-hmm,
both disordered proteins. Imagine the potential for drug discovery and personalized medicine if we can crack the code of how these proteins behave.
It's a whole new frontier.
Yeah.
It's exciting and a little daunting at the same time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It reminds me of how our understanding of the universe itself has evolved over time.
Okay.
You know, what we once thought was the center of everything turned out to be just one small part of a much larger,
right,
and more complex system.
You're saying our current view of protein structure might be similarly limited.
Yeah.
That we've been focusing on the neatly folded,
yeah,
well-behaved proteins while overlooking the potential of these seemingly chaotic, disordered ones.
It's a possibility worth considering. Maybe these disordered proteins, with all their flexibility and dynamic interactions, hold the key to unlocking a deeper understanding of how proteins work, how they drive biological processes, and how their dysfunction leads to disease.
It's humbling, isn't it, to think what we once considered the exception might actually be closer to the rule. It really makes you wonder, what other secrets are hidden within these disordered regions just waiting to be revealed?
The possibilities are endless, and I think we're really just at the beginning of this journey. AlphaFold and these techniques like MetaInference are giving us the tools to explore these uncharted territories in ways we never thought possible.
I'm ready for the adventure. But before we get too carried away, I do want to circle back to that key limitation you mentioned earlier, the distance prediction range of AlphaFold.
Mm-hmm.
What could this mean for future research?
Yeah, that's a great point. The fact that AlphaFold only predicts distances up to about 22 angstroms means we could be missing these crucial long-range interactions, especially in those extended disordered regions. You know, it's like trying to map a city, but you're only looking at a few blocks at a time.
Yeah.
You might miss how the different neighborhoods connect and function as a whole.
So it's not a perfect solution just yet. What are some potential paths forward to address this limitation?
Well, I think there are a few exciting avenues. Researchers could develop new algorithms specifically designed to capture those long-range interactions. Or they could explore ways to integrate other types of experimental data into the predictions, perhaps combining AlphaFold with techniques that are better suited to capturing those longer-range dynamics.
So a multi-pronged approach drawing on the strengths of different techniques.
Exactly. And it really highlights the dynamic nature of scientific progress, you know? We build on existing knowledge, refine our tools, and constantly push the boundaries of what we thought was possible.
And sometimes those limitations lead to the most exciting discoveries. It's like those moments in history where a seemingly flawed theory or observation sparked a revolution in our understanding of the world.
It's a reminder that there's always more to learn, more to explore, and the beauty of science is that we never truly arrive at a final answer. There's always another question, another mystery waiting to be unraveled.
Well said. And on that note of endless curiosity and the thrill of the unknown, I think it's time for us to wrap up this deep dive.
It's been fascinating, yeah.
To our listeners, thank you for joining us. Remember, even amidst apparent disorder, there might be a hidden order waiting to be revealed. Stay curious and join us next time for another deep dive into the cutting edge of scientific research.